Every Wednesday night, we talk to one of our bloggers from AnchorRising.com. Monique Chartier joins us. Hello, Monique. How are you?
Good, Matt. What's the breaking news? I just got out of work. So the chief has resigned?
The chief of police in Providence says that his daughter's booze party has become such a distraction that he must leave the department effective June 30th. So the question becomes, what all of a sudden happened that made this a distraction as opposed to, you know, 2 weeks ago when the story broke, and in the past week when some extra information came out about a Facebook post? What happened now? I'm asking whether or not people think that there's going to be some more information that comes out. Some people are speculating that he was asked to step down, although the commissioner of public safety says that's not the case. So it'll be interesting to see what shakes out of this.
You know, and you have to wonder about, you know, all of a sudden that we learned most recently about this Facebook posting that the young lady sent out. So you wonder if there's maybe some substance that's going to come to support, you know, her
claim. He made a big issue about not parenting in public and having his family, you know, protecting his family and whatnot. So I'm sure there's got to be more stuff coming out that's going to put his family in a bad light. And maybe he's just doing the thing where just to get out of the spotlight so that maybe the media coverage will be mitigated.
Exactly. Maybe it'll be interesting to see more of this.
What's going on the blog tonight?
Well, at the risk of being rude and selfish, I just put up talking about myself. I just put up a post about binding arbitration. Apparently, there's rumors that it's going to be that they want to try and push through a binding arbitration in exchange for the giving up of longevity bonuses, which is, I mean, such a destructive trade-off.
You mean the binding arbitration bill? That's mostly for teachers, correct?
Correct. Right.
And so, what does that have to do with the state workers not getting their cost of getting their raise?
That is apparently one of the compromises, quote unquote, that's being worked out in the back rooms of the.
That'll be lovely.
Yeah, I mean, it's just completely absurd. I mean, it's just going to continue us down.
We'll definitely check that out. What else is going on, Anchorizing?
Justin has a post about pointing out that the lack of employment and professional prospects for young people in the state is not only driving them out, but basically, it's bringing their families, the prior generation, with them because they naturally want to be with their children.
Sure.
And it drags out, drags away from the state the wealth and businesses that they have. And Andrew has a post about Netroots Nation for us political geeks. So come to Anchor Rising.
Well, I gotta check that out. Hey, Monique, thank you very much for your call. I gotta go to anchorrising.com because I don't even know what Netroots Nation is. I have no idea what it's about, but I know there's a controversy. So that's why you go to Anchor Rising to learn.